This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone to our second shir of Seder Bamidbar. Good to see everybody. The Shirman Sefer Bamidbar are sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Isaac Yosolovsky, Lili Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Shapsi, Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, Shama Shava Aliyah, the Zchus of Learning, should bring an Eloi to his Neshama, should be a Meos Yosher for his whole Mishpacha, for Simchas Anachas, Psoros Toivois, Parnasa, Abiyas Gal Tzedek, and also sponsored by the Zakheim family, Dr. Zakheim, Mishpachta, Le'iloi Nishmas of Shloima, Eliezer Ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim, is the Shama Shav and Aliyah, should be a Meos Yosher for his whole Mishpacha, Abiyas Gal Tzedek. And tonight's shir is sponsored by my dear friend, Dr. Ruvain Fatakov, as a chutz refuah shleima for his mother, Nina Panina Bas Ogul, shehav refuah shleima, v'karoiv, v'sar shachal Yisrael. Okay, Parshas Nasai. Now, Parshas Nasai, it's not an easy parsha to say shir on, because it usually comes out right after Shavuos, and you have about 12 and a half hours to come up with something. But one interesting principle that is always very compelling to me, and I was thinking one day we have to have a sefer just on this subject, that when a parsha comes out at a certain time, it's not coincidental, the parsha is always related to the zman of the year. Now we know that's for sure true regarding a few parshias of the year. For example, the Gemara Megillah says that Ezra was mesakein that before Shavuos we should lay in the Teuchacha of Kisavai, and before Rosh Hashanah we should lay in the Teuchacha, before Shavuos we should lay in the Teuchacha of the Chukaisai, and before Rosh Hashanah we should lay in the Teuchacha of Kisavai. And basically that's all. Those are the only two linchpins of the Seder HaParshiyos. The Chukaisai before Shavuos, and Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. The other Parshiyos come out when they may. Nevertheless, the Shlach HaKadosh teaches us the following Yisoid. He says this in Parshiyos, Vayeshev Miketz and Vayigash. He says, Lakol Zman Veis. There's a time for everything. Lachol Chayfetz. Ki Bevadai Gilgul Hamoyadim Shokol Hashanah. Certainly, the cycle of the Yomim Tovim of the whole year. Hine Eile Moyadei Hashem. Behold, they are the Moyadim of Hashem. Hein Moyadei Drabbanon Oitainiyos V'Tishabav. Bekulon Yeshayachos La'oysan HaParshiyos Shecholos Behen. They're all connected to the parsha that's linked on that time. So that we know, we always look in, let's say, Parshas Miketz, is there a remez to Chanukah? We try to find remezim to Purim in Parshas Tetzaveh. We try to find connections to Pesach in Tzav or Shmini. We try to find connections to Shavuos in Bamidbar. So it struck me then that there must be a very compelling reason that the parsha that is always read in the aftermath of Shavuos is Parshas Nasai. So, interestingly, I once saw in a sefer from Rav Melech Biderman. I'm not a big sheet guy. I don't read sheets. I wait till I need books. But I saw in his sefer that Parshas Nasai comes out after Shavuos. You know why, Sammy? What's the biggest parsha in the Torah? Parshas Nasai, right? Parshas Nasai is the biggest parsha in the Torah. Why? Because after Shavuos, we just had Kabbalah Satorah. God has to give us the biggest package of Torah, which is Parshas Nasai. So it comes out appropriately that Parshas Nasai comes out in the aftermath of Parsha of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But I'd like to try to explore perhaps a new approach. Why is Nasai the Parsha that we read in the immediate aftermath of the Yom Tov of Shavuos? So let's talk a little bit about a Nazir. Raise your hand if you're a Nazir. Okay, just checking. But even if you're not a Nazir, it's still worthwhile to learn about. What does the word Nazir mean? I don't know. He's a guy who doesn't take a haircut and he doesn't drink wine. And he doesn't become tamei. So what's the root of the word Nazir? So the Pasuk says, Parak Vav Pasuk Zayin, look at number two, La'aviv u'le'imai, la'achiv u'le'achaysai, to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his sister, lo yitam alehem, he cannot contaminate himself b'moisam. So it's a very striking halacha, because even a kohen is allowed to be matame to a relative. But a Nazir cannot. So that means a Nazir is not just like a Kohen. A Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. Which is here, the guy, he's born a regular Yisrael. He could go to Levayas all day long. He could get a job as a rabbi. You know, a rabbi could get a full-time job speaking at Levayas. You know, they're Rabbanim like that. That's what they do. They're Levaya hoppers, you know. And it's not a bad parnasa. You speak, you bury, you speak, you bury. Some rabbis are just signed up with the funeral home, you know. They get first dibs. But you can't do that if you're a Kohen. And a Kohen could be metame to a relative, but a Kohen Gadol cannot. A Nazir seems to have the status of a Kohen Gadol. And then the Torah gives us a little clue. What is a Nazir? Ki Nezer Eloikov al Roshay, the crown of God is on his head. So it would seem, possibly, that the word Nazir comes from the word Nezer, crown. So now what? Nazir is a king? What does crown got to do with Nazir? So the Ibn Ezra, by the way, the Ibn Ezra discusses this, and the Ibn Ezra says that the word Nazir, if you look at number 5, Megezeras Nazir, the word Nazir comes from the root Nazir, V'ha'ed, the proof is, Ki Nazir Eloikav Aroishai. So this is a Yeshayimim. There's such an opinion that some say the name Nazir comes from Nazir crown. So what do we say about this? Says Ibn Ezra, "Veinenu rachayk." It's not crazy. It's not far fetched. Why? Da, you should know. Ki kol bnei adam avde tavois ha'olam. All people are slaves. Who are they enslaved to? You hear this? Most people are slaves. So I know you're shaking your head, but who are they enslaved to? Don't answer anything that you would regret being on the. On the screen, but most people, who are they slaves to? What? Right. But you know, your boss, someone in your family, without mentioning any names, right? Everybody is a slave. But the Ibn Ezra says, like Rabbi Yaakov said, everyone is enslaved to their taiva. People are enslaved to their desires, to their habits, to their passions, to things that they want. Many people are enslaved to their telephone. You know, the studies are people spend hours and hours on the phone a day. So everybody is enslaved to something. However, says Ibn Ezra, v'hamelech ho'amiti, the true king, sheyesh lo nezer, who has a crown, v'ateres malchus v'roishai, and the wreath of royalty on his head, kol mishu chavshi menat taivas, someone who's free from desire, he's a true king. In other words, most people in this world are enslaved to their desires. People are enslaved to food, people are enslaved to clothing, people are enslaved to pleasure, people are enslaved to money, people are enslaved to peer pressure. And the true melech is someone who's able to curb their desire. So the Nazir has a crown on his head. What's the crown? The crown is the ability to break the shackles of wine, the shackles of taiva. That is why the Nazir is called a Nazir, a lashon of Nazir, a lashon of a crown. Now, this is very interesting. If you look in the parsha, juxtaposed to the parsha of Nazir is the parsha of Soita. What's a soita? A woman is unfaithful to her husband, so the husband warns her, and he's suspicious of her behavior, so they bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, and they defile her publicly, they uncover her hair, they rip her clothing, and if somebody witnesses this, it could be very provocative, it could be very evocative, it could elicit taiva. If somebody sees the nazir, the soita in her state of degradation, it could be ma'ira a person's taiva. Here, he sees the woman in a very unkempt and unimmodest way. It could arouse his desires. So Chazal say famously, Rashi says, Lama nismacha parshas nazir la parshas soita. What's the connection between the parsha of nazir and the parsha of soita? Says Rashi, shekol haroya soita bekilkula. Anyone who sees a soita in her state of degradation, yazir atzmoy minayayin, should make a neder to refrain from wine. Here a person sees a woman in that kind of state, it could arouse his desire, so the guy needs to keep himself in check. From now on, he's not going near wine. Wine, we know, draws a person to promiscuity to lewd behavior. So we say, look, pal, you're in danger now. You are exposed. You need to make gedarim, be mazer atzmai min ayayin, because yayin brings to arayos. And Rashi is citing the Gemara in Brachos on daf samach gimel that haroya soita bekokula yazer atzmai min ayayin. Yeah, I'm sure you heard that a million times. You're probably thinking, come on, what's he going to do tonight? Yazer atzmai min ayayin. So we want to say a new pshat, a novel pshat. Haroya soita bekokula, one who sees the soita in her state of defilement, yazer atzmai min ayayin. So one thing that Ibn Ezra teaches us is that the nazir rises to the state of being a melech, a king. Who's he a king over? His boss is bossing him around. His wife is bossing him around. His mother-in-law is bossing him around. He's not a king over anybody. He has no control. So who's the king? But he's a king over his desire. He's able to curb his need for wine. So in that sense, he becomes a melech. Very interesting. The nazir becomes a melech. What is malchus? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that the luchais were masei elokim, charos ala luchais. Chazal say al tikri charos ela cheros. That ein lecha ben chayrin elami she loymed she'osek b'tayra. Someone is not truly free unless they are involved in Tyra. So you say just the opposite. Someone who's involved in Tyra is his life is so curbed. His life is so disciplined. He's a jail. He has to learn. He's always under pressure. No, just the opposite. Someone who's not involved in learning because he's enslaved. He's enslaved to the New York Yankees. He's enslaved to, that's about all you have in New York. Other nonsensical things that a person could be involved in. So somebody who's not involved in learning, he's enslaved to the pleasures, the desires, the nonsenses, the leisure of that this world has to offer. Someone who's able to overcome all the temptations, he is truly free. So that is why Chazal say, the Gemara in Gittin says, what are Chachamim called? What are Talmidei Chachamim called? They're called kings. Why are they called kings? They don't have a throne, they don't have a robe, they don't have a crown, they don't have any money even. So why are Talmidei Chachamim called kings? That's the Gemara in Gittin. Take a look at number 7. Amrulei minalacha derabanan ikri melachim. How do we know the Rabbanan are called kings? Amar lehu dechsiv bi melachim yimlaichu. In me, through the Torah, kings will reign. So there's an idea that Talmidei Chachamim are called melachim. Why? Because they're able to dominate their taiva, their desire, and overcome, and truly pursue what they want to. And they're not bogged down, they're not tied down. And the Gemara in Shabbos says further, not only are Talmidei Chachamim called kings, but Amar Abaye, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, Reb Akiva, Kulu, Sfiru Luhu, they all hold, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Ninu. There's a certain royalty that all Jews possess, and that is a Jew is able to overcome their taiva. That is part of being a Jew. That's one of the reasons for Mila. Why does a person have a Mila? Mila minimizes taiva, and it puts a person on the track in life to be a melech, to have discipline, and to free oneself from all the things that shackle him. So the first thing we need to know is that a nazir is virtually a king. What kind of king? Who does he rule over? He rules over his taiva. Next, many people have the following subconscious pet peeve. And that is, every time they hear, Ya'amoid ployni ben ployni ha-koyen, baruch shalom ha-mashav ha-kdush ha-soy. And you think, what in the world is that guy getting the first aliyah for? Every single week? What did he do? What? He doesn't even crack open a sefer. The guy, he can't even read Hebrew. And if not for the fact that his mother was Jewish, they wouldn't even let him into the building. What is this thing with the koyen? It's like nepotism. It's not fear. What, Judaism is bad? Oh, he was born, his father was a koyen. So he gets the first aliyah and he gets to bench first. And he gets money when other people have children. You have to pay him off to get your kid back. Well, what is this guy? I mean, I thought this you call this meritocracy? This is nepotism. What kind of institution is kahuna? So one may think the whole Judaism is dominated by this type of thing. You know, you're born into it. Everyone's born into it. Well, so the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says, sorry, I think I presented that notion a little bit too strongly, but the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says that is the function of the Nazir. Lest a person think that all holiness and greatness in Avodas Hashem and Judaism is you're born into it, and if your father's a Kohen, you're set. You're set for life. And if your father is a Yisrael, then you have to become, I don't know what, a garbage man or something. No, says the Torah, that actually in Judaism, your personal choices and your free will and your bechira is much more vital to your standing than who your parents are, than what you were born into. Because we have two people in Klal Yisrael. You have a Kohen and you have a Nazir. A Kohen is now to be Matame, but he could be Matame to his father and his mother and his sister and his brother. So he's not that holy, because when you're born into it, it's not really full-fledged Kedusha. But the Nazir, who through his own volition, through his own free choice, decides there's a certain pleasure in life, and for the sake of God, and to keep away from Taiva, and to keep myself in check, I'm going to avoid wine for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is not just like a Kohen, he's literally like who? Kohen Gadol. He can't be Matame to a relative. He can't be Matame to anybody. Furthermore, says the Al-Sheikh, the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen is different than the Kedusha of the Nazir. The Kedusha of the Kohen, the Pasuk says, Ki Nezer, you know what the crown of the Kohen is? Ki Nezer, Shemen, Mishchas, Eloi Kav Olav. His crown is the oil. Oil. Oil is external. It's superimposed. It's on the outside. It's not inherent to his essence. So the crown of the Kohen is coming from outside of him. But the crown of the Nazir, it's an inherent crown. What's the crown? He nezer eloi kaval roishai. He is clinging. He's mezdabig to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an essential. It's an inherent crown. So his greatness is much more part and parcel of his essence than the greatness of a Kohen, who his greatness is Ki Nezer, Shemen, Mishchas, Elikov, Allah. So now we're learning that not only is the Nazir a Melech, he's also like a Kohen Gadol. Not bad. This guy has a lot going for him. He just stopped drinking, you know, Joyvin, and all of a sudden, the guy's a Melech. He has Nezer Lekavah Roshah, he's dominating his Taiva. He's a Kohen, he can't be Metame to Mesim, even more than a regular Kohen. And his crown is more elevated than that of a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's crown is Ki Nezer Shemen Mishchas Lekavah. It's an external crown, and this guy's crown is inherent and part and parcel of his reality. So far so good, Eli? You're good? Okay. Eli gives one thumbs up. Maybe one then we'll get two thumbs up from. Okay. The Rambam says, Bob raised his hand. Okay, good to know. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says, not only Shevet Levi is considered Kodesh HaKadoshim, but any Jew whose heart compels him and his heart generously motivates him to separate and to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Hashem and to walk straight the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, to throw off the cast of the various calculations that people pursue, this individual is Neskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim. In other words, another interesting thing. And that is, don't think, you know, the only Jew in Klal Yisrael who's Kodesh Kodashim is a Kohen Gadol. And nobody else could ever reach that Madrega. No. Anybody who says all the nonsense of the world, I'm not interested, I'm going to be solely, single-mindedly focused on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me, the Rambam says the person elevates themselves to the status of Kodesh HaKadoshim. So again, let nobody think that there's some kind of the Iker, Kedusha and Klal Yisrael is an institution that you have to be born into, and anyone who's not born into the clan, if you're not part of the priestly clan, then you're just an ordinary person. No, that Kedusha that's available to Kohanim is available to any individual through a focus on Avodas Hashem. Anyone could be elevated to that status. And that is the status of the Nazir. The Nazir then is a Melech, and then the Nazir is like a Kohen Gadol. You know what else the Nazir is like? The Nazir doesn't drink wine. The Shlach HaKadosh, by the way, we just read Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus has how many psukim?
84.
Very good, 85 psukim. 85 psukim. How many, every single pasuk in Rus begins with the letter? Vav. Very good. I read you. You said Vav? Okay, and Reb Shraga said a vav. Every pasuk begins with a vav, except for 8 psukim. The Roykeach says why? Because Rus joined the club. What's the club? Mila, the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chidah brings down from the Mekubalim that the 8 psukim that don't begin with a vav start with Aleph, Beis, Reish, Hey, Mem, Avraham, Beis, Aleph, Lamed. Ben, excuse me, start again. Start, cut. The 8 psukim that don't begin with a vav start with Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud, Hey, Yeshaya, Beis, Aleph, Lamed. Ben, Avraham, Halevi. Who's that? The Shla. Why? Because when the Shla moved to the Holy Land, he became the Gilgal of Rus. That's what the Chidah brings down. Obviously, right? So the 85 psukim in Rus all begin with the letter Vav, except for 8. Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud, Hey, Beis, Aleph, Lamed, Yeshaya ben Avraham Halevi. The Shla was the Gilgal of Rus. I once saw in Rav Moshe Wolfson's Sefer, Tzion ve'Areha. So it means the Shla had connection to Mashiach. So where's the Shla buried? In my favorite city? Tveria. That's where the Shla is in Tveria. With Rameir, obviously. Because that's, you know, that's where Mashiach is coming. So what does the Shla have to do with Mashiach? He's Rus. He's Ima Shel Malchus. What they... Actually, the Lashon L'chida is Nis'aber Boi Nishmas Rus. So it's a little bit different than a Gilgal. It means he had a connection to that neshama. Okay, fine. That's just like a side point, a tidbit. You say, I don't know what he's talking about. You don't have to. Let's go back to the regularly scheduled shir. Yeah? Daniel Goldman, you're good with that? I don't know. Bob still has his hand raised. I can't take any questions right now. But the shla says like this. Wine. Someone who sees a soita b'kukula should refrain from wine. Why wine? Because there's a man by the name of Adam Rishon, right? And Adam Rishon ate from the forbidden fruit. What was the forbidden fruit? Different opinions. Some say chita, some say te'ena, some say esroig. Bez Hashem, we're working now on a sefer on Bereishis for the upcoming Zman. So we're now on a piece. What was the fruit of Adam Rishon? However, tonight's shir is going to go with the opinion that the fruit of Adam Rishon was a gefen, was a grape. In fact, there are those who say that Adam Rishon was supposed to drink from that grape. He was supposed to make kiddush. The only thing is, he drank from the grape before Shabbos. So if he would have waited, then he would have been able to make kiddush on the wine, and then everything would have been hunky-dory, but he made an early Shabbos, so to speak. He drank the wine prematurely. Anyway, the sin of Adam was he partook of Anovim. That was Yayin HaMeshumar. Who gave him the wine? She did. Ha'isha asher nasata imadi hi nasnali. She poured him the wine. Therefore, what does it say by the Nazir? The crown of God is on his head, similar to what it says by a Kohen. Ki nezer shemen mishchas alekav olav. A Nazir is like a Kohen who's not Matame Lames. But he's greater than the Nazir. They're greater than the Kohen. The Kohen is only zoicha to a crown through the Shemen HaMishcha, the Nazir has the crown of God directly on his head. Now turn over. Says the Shla HaKadosh. What does the word Yafli mean? Yafli means covered over. Nelam. If Adam HaRishon didn't sin, then his body would have been Kosnois R with an Aleph. BJ, what, how do you know to come this year? That's your thing, that's your, the Kosnois R, right? Kosnois R with an Aleph. That had Adam not sinned, then his body would have been his cloak, his body would have been his garb. How? His body would have been illuminating, it would have been shining, that would have been his garb, Kosnois R with an Aleph. By the way, in whose Sefer Torah does it still say Kosnois R with an Aleph? Rameir, obviously, right? Rameir, Sefer Torah, it still says that. But had Adam Arisha not sinned, his clothing would have been Kosnois R with an Aleph. When it became with an Ayin, he became a Zar. Listen to this. So long as his body was illuminating, that was his big day kahuna, he was put in Gan Eden l'avda u'l'shamra, to do the avoida, right? But what would have been his big day kahuna? His skin would have been light, so that would have been his big day kahuna. When he sinned, his body became physical, corporeal, it was not Kosnois R with an Aleph, he was now Nimshal kebehemois, he became Kosnois R with an Ayin, now he can't do the avoida anymore. The concept of being a czar was created. Okay? So the concept of being a czar was introduced when Adam HaRishon sinned with the Eitz Hadas. Now, this is a secret, we once spoke about this many years ago, that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Madrega of Kosnois R with an Aleph. That's why when he was born, the whole house was full of light. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah in the first 8 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, what were his big day kahuna? He don't need no big day kahuna. His flesh is his big day kahuna, like Adam HaRishon before the Chait. He was Kosnois R with the Aleph, like the Gemara says in Tainus. B'meshimesh Moshe b'miluim beged lavan, white garments, because his flesh itself was Kosnois R with an Aleph. And we once said, about 13 years ago, that that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in Parshas Tetzaveh. Why? Not, it wasn't the genus of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the gadlus of Moshe. Parshas Tetzaveh is the parsha about the Big Day Kahuna. Moshe doesn't need Big Day Kahuna. His flesh is his Big Day Kahuna. He doesn't, Parshas Tetzaveh is not shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Adam Rishon Kohen Lechet. When he was born, the whole house is full of light. When he comes down from Har Sinai, his face is shining. And that's why, what was he wearing? A mask. That's why only Moshe Rabbeinu wears a mask. Nobody else needs to wear one right now. Okay? Okay. Ha ha ha. Fine. So, Adam HaRishon, on the other hand, he's a czar. He's disqualified. Comes the Nazir, and the Nazir separates himself from wine. So what's he trying to do? He's trying to be covered over, like Adam HaRishon before the Chait. He's trying to go against his taiva. Which taiva? The taiva for wine. He's trying to retrace the steps of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon succumbed to Yayin. So the Nazir is overcoming Yayin. So the Nazir is going back to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon, Koidem, the Chait. So now he's on the Madrega of Kosnois R with an Aleph. And he becomes like a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because he's like Adam HaRishon, Koidem, the Chait. Adam HaRishon, Koidem, the Chait never succumbed to Yayin. The Nazir is overcoming Yayin, and therefore, just like the Kohen Gadol can't be Metame, the Nazir also can't be Metame. So, friends, we've discovered three things. The Nazir has three Madregos. He's a king. How's he a king? He wears a crown on his head. Who is he a king over? He's a king over his taiva. He's a melech. Number two, he's a Kohen Gadol. He can't be Metame to any Kroivim. How's he a Kohen Gadol? The Al-Shech says, By curbing his desire, he is elevated even above and beyond the Kuhuna Gedayla. What else is he? He's on the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kaidim Lechait. Adam HaRishon succumbed to Yayin. The Nazir is on the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kaidim Lechait. Let's talk about Adam HaRishon Kaidim Lechait. What was Adam HaRishon Kaidim Lechait? What did he do for a living? He sold used cars. He sold life insurance. What did he do for a living? Ira, what do you say?
Let him a rishon?
Yeah.
I don't think he had it, though. I think God gave him everything.
Right. He did not, exactly. He did not sell used cars, right? So what did he do? So the Medrash Tanchuma says that God told him that just like I live upstairs and I'm the king upstairs, you will live downstairs and you'll be a melech over the tachtonim. So Adam Rishon was a melech. He was a king. He was a melech. You know what else Adam Rishon was? He was a Kohen Gadol. The Medrash Rabba says that until Shevet Levi stepped up, the Bechoirois did the Avodah, and we learned that out from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was the Bechor of the world, and he was Makar of a carbon. And Hashem accepted the carbon. And not only that, he wore big day kahuna. Like it says, Vayas Hashem Elohim la'adam ula'ishtai kasnais ar vayal bishem. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, how many words in that pasuk? 8 words? Keneged the 8 garments of kahuna gedayla. So interestingly, not only is the Nazir a king, not only is the Nazir a Kohen Gadol, not only is a Nazir on the Madrig of Adam Rishon Kaidim Lachet, but Adam Rishon Kaidim Lachet was a Melech, and Adam Rishon Kaidim Lachet was a Kohen Gadol. So here's the thing. Yaakov, you had a good Shavuos? Very good, right? It's beautiful. So Shavuos is a beautiful Yom Tov. The only thing is, here's the problem. It's a very depressing Yom Tov. Because what happened on Shavuos? Moses went up to Sinai, and God gave him the tablets. Yeah, the square tablets. And then Moshe Rabbeinu took them, and he smashed the tablets to smithereens. So what are we left with after Shavuos? Nothing. We're left with broken tablets. What about the Torah? We don't have a Torah. In fact, you remember the Gemara? We spoke about this the first night in Shavuos. The Gemara says that the girls would dance on Yom HaKippurim looking for a shidduch. So the Gemara says, what happened on Yom Kippur that they're dancing on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Yom Kippur is Kabbalah HaTorah. Asach Sam Sofer, so then they should go dancing on Shavuos. So Sam Sofer said, we're dancing on Shavuos. That wasn't Kabbalah HaTorah. Moshe broke the Torah to smithereens. So Shavuos is the most depressing Yom Tov ever. Because think about it. You eat a lot of cheesecake. You're hoping you were Mekabel the Torah. And when the Yom Tov is over, hey, Yid, sorry to break the news, but whatever you got on Shavuos, Moshe shattered it. So now we're left with a mess to clean up. Not only that, but you know, at Har Sinai, God gave us a lot of good gifts. What gifts did He give us? You know what He told us? V'atem tiuli mamleches koyhanim. So what does mamleches mean? Sammy, what's a melech?
King.
A king. So God said, we're mamlechas, we're kings. So God said, you know, I'm giving you the Torah, al tikri charos, ela cheros. We all became free, we became kings. Beautiful. And what else did God tell us? God says, we're koyhanim. We're all koyhanim. And then Moshe broke the luchos, and the crowns that we got on Har Sinai, we figured, okay, we don't have a Torah, but at least we have crowns. God said, no, give me back the crowns. So God takes the crowns back. So we have no Torah. We have no crowns. We're not kings anymore. We're not Kohanim anymore. We're nothing. It's the most depressing. Wednesday night after Shavuos is the most depressing night of the year. No? It's terrible. What are you smiling for? Well, what exactly do you still have? Stop smiling. It's a very sorry time. We had a Yom Tov and we lost everything because we worshipped the gold cow. The cow.
You were at the bus house, you were very uplifted.
That's right, but Lamaisa, you know, look what happened after. Moshe didn't come back and they started dancing with a cow and they lost everything. So I think that the Ribbono Shel Olam needs to be mechazek us in the aftermath of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Because he has to figure out. Now, not only that, not only did we become kings at Har Sinai, not only did we become Kohanim on Har Sinai, you know what else we got at Har Sinai? Ani amarti Elohim atem. I said you'll be like gods, you would live forever. The Madriga of Klal Yisrael Har Sinai was the Madriga of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. There's nobody going to die anymore. People would live forever. A guy went to the store to buy life insurance. Somebody told me, you're crazy, what are you buying life insurance for? You're not going to die. It's ridiculous. Why would you buy life insurance? So you're right, Shkoyach. He made a mistake. He should have bought the policy. Because right after that, they worshipped the ego. But, so Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega of Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. I said, you're going to be like God. So Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai, they became kings, they became Kohanim, and they reached the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kodem LeChet. And then we sinned with the Egel, and we lost everything. So God said, don't worry. Don't be so despondent. I'm going to give you a way to get it all back. You know what the way is? The Parsha of Nazir. Because when a person curbs their desire and lives with discipline and says, yes, 2020, the world has a lot of physical desire to offer, but I'm going to live with discipline. By the way, the Shlach says, don't make a mistake that if you eat something good, you're giving into taiva. It's not true. The body is a machine. The body is like a donkey. It's like this. You have a soul. The soul is riding on a donkey. Now you need this donkey to hang around for about, hopefully, 100 years or so. Now you got to take care of the donkey, because if you don't take care of the donkey, you can't get from point A to point B. If you don't take care of the donkey, you can't get to shul, and you can't take a lulav and esrog, and you can't put on tefillin. So you got to keep the donkey in a good mood. So if you can just feed the donkey grass, he's going to get grumpy. So sometimes you got to give the donkey a treat or two just to keep its spirits good. So that's what the body is. The body is a chamar. So you're going to feed the chamar, you're going to eat every night a hard-boiled egg and toast, pas b'malch toichel. You know, lots of luck getting that donkey through Olam Hazeh. So you got to keep the donkey well-oiled. You know, you got to keep him in a good mood. So sometimes, you know, you're allowed to enjoy yourself. But there's a line. There's a line of demarcation. There's a certain point where you say, you know, that's indulgent. That's decadent. That's not necessary. The donkey will live and exist and function just fine without that. That ability to curb one's desires gives a person malchus, gives a person kahuna, and gives a person to a, it restores a person to an extent to the level of Adam HaRishon Kodem LeChet. So in the aftermath of Shavuos, when we lost all the goodies of Har Sinai, we lost the Madrega of Mamleches, we lost the Madrega of Kohanim, we lost the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kodem LeChet, Hashem says, don't sweat it. That's why I give you Parshas Nosai right after Shavuos. Parshas Nosai, Ki Nezer Eloikov, the crown of royalty, the crown of kahuna. The Al-Sheikh says that's why the Nazir is not metame. And it's literally by refraining from wine, you reach the Madrega of Adam Kodem LeChet. Whatever we lost on Har Sinai, we get back through the principle of a little bit of precious. Here's the whopper. You ready for the whopper? Chazal say, Loma nismacha parshas nazir leparshas soita haroya soita bekokula yazir atzmai min hayayin. Ready for this? This is worth the price of admission. Say, I want to say like this. Who's the soita? We're the Saita. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos, what did Klal Yisrael, what were they busy doing? They were worshipping the Egal. Aluva kala shezinsa tachas hachopa. How the most despicable thing in the world is a woman who at the chuppah, she's mezane under the chuppah. That's what we did. We were out under the canopy. We were under Sinai. And Moshe went up for a moment. God, so to speak, was with Moshe. And we were busy with the Egel. So they say, what? Klal Yisrael is like the Soita? You got it. When Moshe came down from our Sinai, he ground up the Egel. He gave it to us to drink. Rashi says, Niskavin lebodkom kesoita. We're the Soita. When were we the Soita? After Sinai. Matsoi Shavuos, you know what how we see ourselves? Like a soita. Because after Shavuos, we lost everything through the Chedo Ega. So one of the, maybe the deeper meaning, Haroya soita bekulkula. Here you are. You're in the aftermath of Shavuos. And you say, what good is all of this? Because we lost it. We were a soita. We were unfaithful to God. We worshipped the Egel. So we lost the kahuna. We lost the malchus. We lost the madrega of Adam Rishon, kaidim lechei. So Hashem says, don't sweat it. That's why I give you Parshas Nasai right after. Because haroya soita b'kukula. You think Klal Yisrael lost all the madregos? There is a way to retrieve and to restore the madregos that you acquired on Har Sinai, and that is the Inyan of Nazir. Now, Bizman Hazeh, the concept of Nazir is not really applicable. There have been Nazirim, actually, in the last 100 years, without getting into who they were. There were Nazirim in Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, the concept of it is very applicable, especially in our times when the hana'is and the taivais that are available to us are in far greater proportion than they were ever available in world history. And if a person lives with a certain discipline and a person enjoys the pleasures of this world with the boundary and with a certain a measurement, the mesura, then one is able to acquire a certain malchus, where one rules over their taiva. One is able to achieve a certain level of kedusha of kahuna, and a little bit to retrace and restore the madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidem Lechet. So perhaps the inyan of Nazir is specifically in the aftermath of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when we sort of lost everything, aluva kala shezintza tachas achuppah, we, so to speak, are analogous to that soita who we were unfaithful to Hashem, and through the parsha of soita, we're able to bring back the nezer eloikov al-roishenu, and bezus Hashem, restore all the great gifts that Hashem gave us on Sinai. Thanks everyone for coming. Stay tuned for future timing and location. Have a great night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.